On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
27 past 9, George Anikin in the studio with me as well. A Wimbledon update for ASTI, Melbourne's tennis court specialists and synthetic turf professionals. Head to aste.com.au. Brett Phillips, our SEN commentator, joins us on the line. G'day, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Shebex and George.
Good morning. It's Wimbledon time.
It's the best 2 weeks of the year, George. And look, I've been lucky to go a few times. It's just one of the special sporting events. It's one of the really sacred sporting venues. I mean, you know, you always hear about people who have gone to Augusta for the Masters and other great events around the world, guys. But, you know, when you walk through the gates of Wimbledon, if you're not even a staunch avid tennis fan, there are so many. When I was there last year, I mean, there are people that queue up. They call it Tent City at Wimbledon Park, which is opposite. So these are people that just want to get in and get a little sample of the Wimbledon experience, have a Pimm's and some strawberries and cream, yeah, and just wander around the courts. And they queue up for hours. It snakes right around. They get in about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sit on the hill on Murray Mound, and just soak up a bit of Wimbledon.
So wait for the rain to come. Is that right?
Well, the weather hasn't been great in the build-up, but lucky they've got a roof now on centre court, which certainly helps that course, George.
Yeah. No doubt. Has that changed the strategy when you're playing there, Brett? Now there's a roof?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, to be honest, since they put the roof in, it's hardly been used, which is quite ironic. So, there's been, I'm just trying to think back now. I only reckon a handful of times when they've had to use the roof. So, yeah, you've sort of got that indoor feel where you can really hear the ball. It's a bit off-putting, but, you know, the players are used to playing sort of indoor tennis at different
times. What's off-putting? Is it the grunting or is it the hitting of the ball?
Well, I think it's just sort of that echoey sort of feel when you're sort of indoors. But, to be honest, it hasn't been hardly used. But the weather, yeah, it's looking a little bit fickle over the next 2 weeks.
So who's on form to claim it this year?
Well, this is the million-dollar question. I mean, I think it's easier certainly to dissect on the men's side because we keep coming back to the status quo of you know, Murray, Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, and, you know, Wawrinka is the one who would love to add Wimbledon to the other three slams that he's been able to win, and he's got, you know, Paul Annacone now in his camp, who, of course, Coach Sampras, Coach Federer, to help him on the grass court just to hone his game. I think, you know, Roger's in superb form, having won Halle. Nadal hasn't played a lead-up grass court tournament, but his practice form this week, he's looking absolutely cherry ripe. Djokovic has won Eastbourne overnight. He doesn't normally play a lead-up tournament, but obviously just with his form this year, he wanted to get out and play a few matches. And Murray's been a two-time winner. And look, he hasn't set the world on fire, Andy, this year, but he is the world number one. He's got good memory. So that's an easier conversation. From an Australian perspective on the men's side, look, Kyrgios, I mean, he's declared himself only 60 to 65% fit. That hip is giving him a fair bit of trouble. He's got Herbert, the Frenchman, in the first round, which is going to be a pretty tough match. So I think we just lower the expectations for Nick because his body just isn't right at the moment. As far as the women's go, I mean, it's just a very, very tough conversation.
Well, without Serena... in there, that's sort of really just opened everything up, hasn't it?
It has, Shebex, yeah. I mean, look, Azarenka's coming back, so she has a bit of star power to the women's side of the draw, but she's only played one lead-up tournament in Mallorca. Had her son, of course, born last December. She's had 13 months off the tour, but she's a two-time Grand Slam champion, so she's a winner, and she's preparing to go out there and go as deep as she can into the tournament. From an Aussie perspective, look, Ash Barty's got a really tough one against Elena Svitolina, who's probably the in-form player of the year. She's up to number 5 in the world, won 4 titles. She's come on in leaps and bounds. But,
and she's got a great game. She's got a great game.
Well, they're quite similar in a sense, George, these two. I mean, they're sort of built low in stature, but, gee, they get some balls back. There'll be some long rallies in that match, and I reckon, you know, Ash can certainly push it a 3. I mean, Barty, you know, took Kvitova to 3 in that Birmingham final in the lead-up only about 10 days ago. Arena Rodionova qualifying for the first time, which is a really good story, up against Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, former world junior number one, and Daria Gavrilova's got Petra Martic, who surprised everyone at the French by making the 4th round. And, you know, there's no certainty with Kerber as the world number one. She's certainly struggling. You know, Halep hasn't always played that well on grass over the years. The one I'm probably leaning towards is Petra Kvitova. I mean, she's the feel-good story, having had that, you know, horrible assault on her back in December in the Czech Republic. Missed the first 6 months. She's probably the most popular female player on the tour, Petra. You love her smile. She's just an absolute delight to talk to. And, you know, she won last week in the build-up. So I reckon as a two-time Wimbledon winner, she could maybe get through the field again.
Brett, what is it about Wimbledon that makes it so special compared to the other tournaments? Every Grand Slam, of course, has its air of...
It's on grass.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a special feeling. Oh, look, you play tennis on grass, it's like no other experience.
No, spot on. And look, it's just got the history. I mean, the grass court season isn't long enough. It only goes about a month, but it should go at least 6 weeks when we have enough clay court tennis. But when you walk through the gates, it's just... It's got this aura about it. Yes, it's a very different crowd to an Australian Open crowd. Everyone's a little bit more proper of the pims, and you know, it's just got that, I don't know, that real prestige about it, Wimbledon. Everything is just, you know, around is manicured, and you know, it's just a great setting. You really feel like you're at the home of tennis, and that's the stage, if you're a tennis player, that you want to perform at. I mean, there's the qualifiers who have got through. They play at Roehampton down the road, which is actually Linda Pierce made the great comparison. It's like a Mini Cooper versus a Rolls Royce. you know, when you're at Roehampton, you've got to earn your stripes. It's not on the Hello Turf at Wimbledon, but to get to play on the main courts, you can do it once in your life. That's just a career highlight.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, mate. Look forward to catching up with you over the next couple of Sundays as we dissect what has been happening and what will happen in Wimbledon 2017.
Yeah, good stuff, guys. 10 o'clock tonight, first serve, always on a Sunday night with a full preview and taking plenty of calls as well.
Enjoy, mate.
Brett Phillips joining us, RSN commentator. Thanks to ASTI, Melbourne's tennis court specialist and synthetic turf professionals. Head to aste.com.au. A break. We're talking cricket and boxing up next.